Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
Of course, everybody's saying that the hostage release is certainly a good thing, which it is. There's no doubt about that, but my friends, there should have never been hostages to begin with, and I don't think I'm alone in saying that. I don't think that we're, stating the obvious there, but it really has been interesting to me to see, again, how it appears that the genesis of this war just continues to be downplayed, and now it becomes a case of, well, this is how long the truce should be, and this is how many hostages will come back. And again, it's having hostages come back, that is the goal, in complete agreement there. But again, Hamas attacked Israel and took these hostages who should have never been taken in the first place, and that, my friends, is something I think that needs to be brought up again and again and again. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we are back. We are live here for the weekend edition of the show. Glad to be with you. We certainly hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. We had a couple of days there out of the studio. Everybody's spending some time, of course, with their families. And once again, I sure hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. I certainly did. The weather here in California, Southern California, was just picture perfect for a great Thanksgiving day, and just couldn't have asked for anything more. So once again, I sure hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I got some great messages, both public and private. We sure appreciate it. And so once again, folks, we're glad to be back, and we are roaring and ready to go as we go into this weekend edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to call up and opine this morning. 949-822-7959. And once again, folks, of course, you can head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to opine on the program. And, folks, we have a lot to talk about because, of course, those hostages have come home now. Many of them have. There are still many more, of course, that have yet to be released. Many more who we don't know who they are at this point. But the one thing that we do know so far is that there are no Americans in that list of hostages that have already been transferred during this the first day, basically, of this four-day truce. Now, something else I'd like to add, too, and that is the truce itself, of course. The truce itself is, you know, you're going to hear more calls, because I think we've already had some, for extending this truce. So I think that is going to be one of the $64,000 questions here as to whether or not the truce is going to necessarily, there's going to be a lot of pressure necessarily to extend it. Now, that means there'll be pressure, but I don't know that Benjamin Netanyahu or the Israeli government is going to adhere to that. Because once again, we find ourselves having to deal with Hamas the way that they should be dealt with, in the sense that don't believe them. Don't believe that somehow this is all on the up and up. Somehow this is normally what a truce might be, to make assumptions about the definition of having a truce, because Hamas, of course, isn't. It's not going to change
the way that it operates. It's not going to change its stated goal of destroying Israel and killing the Jews. It's just not going to happen that way. So everything has to be done very carefully. But, of course, I think from a humanitarian point of view, you definitely want to do everything possible in order to get the hostages back. But it's my understanding that there are a lot more Palestinian prisoners that are being exchanged in terms of the ratio to these innocent civilians, right, who were taken against their will back across the border in the most grisly and brutal and violent fashion that you could think of. And now we have this particular truce and now prisoner exchange. This from the Wall Street Journal. Hamas on Friday released 24 hostages taken from Israel, a diplomatic breakthrough after 7 weeks of war in Gaza, as the focus now shifts to freeing others held captive and maintaining a fighting pause in the Strip. The release of the hostages, which keeps a fragile ceasefire on track, was the result of weeks of negotiations over a deal between Israel and Hamas that was brokered by the Qatar and Egypt with the help of the U.S. Now, Joe Biden came out here the day after Thanksgiving and basically said, you know, it's a lot of U.S. diplomacy, made a lot of calls from the Oval Office to different leaders in the region. And I have to say, though, that we do want to hear more from our president about what's happening to the Americans that are there. Now, when we come back from the break, because we'll start heading into the break here in just a short time, but when we come back, we've got some audio of President Biden actually talking about the Americans that are being held, what their status may be, and so forth. So my question to you is going to be, is this the kind of thing that that the president should be saying? Or, in other words, is this the way he should even be saying it? Because, my friends, I really do think that now is not the time for this president to simply sort of, you know, not really try to come on as strong as possible. I understand the diplomacy aspect of it, and so on and so forth. But there needs to be a you-know-what amount of outrage about this. That's exactly what we should be seeing. But, of course, I understand the president's trying to tamp down his political issues and political consequences and rivalries and so forth. So we get it. And also, when we come back, folks, what was that? What was that thing in the picture with Kamala Harris and her husband? Was it a gas stove? Wait a minute. Folks, stay right there. It's the Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders. while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What was that picture with Kamala Harris for Thanksgiving? And it's like they're saying, hey, you know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And then, of course, in the background, there is the gas stove. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course. So we're back live here on this weekend edition of the show. And if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, you can do so at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Once again, hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, wherever you are or wherever you were, whatever you were doing. And, of course, you know, again, it's the holidays, at least for me, have absolutely snuck up again. But here's what I'm going to do. You know, those of you that know me, a little bit about me, you know, I kind of, every year it's a race to get all of my Christmas shopping done. And every single year I say that I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to get it done more quickly. I don't want to be, you know, trying to do the last minute things on Christmas Eve, although sometimes that can be a little fun, but not always, right? Not always. So I'm going to really, really try to get everything done before it's way too late, so I can just kind of relax and be a little peaceful as Christmas rolls around. But this from Fox News. We're going to talk more about the president and what he had to say in a moment. This from Fox News. Kamala Harris roasted for Thanksgiving pick. Is that a gas stove? And yes, that's what it looks like in the background there. So isn't the Biden administration wanting to ban gas stoves? So I guess it's just, you know, for the little people. The little people can't have gas stoves, but of course, you know, and you have people that say, you know, they swear by it. You know, I'm going to cook with gas. That's it. And if we ban gas stoves, we can't have the expression
we're cooking with gas now. I mean, I guess it'll just be a throwback at that point. But all joking aside, of course, you know, when you have such a massive sort of push to do things like that, real similar to everybody has to have an electric car. Electric cars aren't inherently bad, and people can buy them if they want to, but the mandates, it's the mandates, more mandates. And that's not, that's really not the way things work. It doesn't work well that way, certainly not for the economy, for our resources, and so on and so forth. But yet, she had a gas stove, and now, of course, there's going to be a massive reaction to that. Also, by the way, we're getting a nice message here. This is from Richard the Marine, and he's up on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 36 degrees. Oh, wow. So that's really changed since the last time we heard from our friend Richard the Marine. 36 degrees and dry. Spent Thanksgiving Day praying for our country. Hope you had a great day. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, Richard, absolutely. You know, the idea that our country needs that now perhaps more than ever. And I'm not just saying that. It's, I think every generation to some degree or another says that at some point. But I think we really are getting to a point here where, you know, it is crunch time. So I appreciate that message very, very much. And, of course, we're thankful for everything that our country provides. The abilities that we have here, our constitution, and the enumeration of our rights, which don't come from a person. And that's one of the big changes, or big differences, I should say. And it was a big change back then too, wasn't it? Because it wasn't the rights that came from a king, from a sovereign. It wasn't the rights that some political revolutionary or strongman came along and said, here are the rights you can have. For example, if you were Mao, and you'd say, well, guess what? Well, you really don't have any, but if you did, here's what we're going to allow you to do. But you can't do this, you can't do that, and we are the ultimate arbiter of that. Or it just whatever other kind of, dare I say, dictatorial system, dare I say, some other system that is absolutely oppressive to the human spirit. Well, our rights, of course, are derived from our Creator. In fact, that's enumerated, of course, in the Declaration of Independence, endowed by our Creator. Certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. These are the things, my friends, that don't come from a government. They don't come from a group of people sitting around a table deciding, well, you really shouldn't be able to defend yourself any longer, right? It's gone too far. All the criminals will have guns, but let's take all the law-abiding citizens, gun owners, and let's take those guns away from them because, you know, the Second Amendment is causing all these problems. No, actually, it's the other way around. Unfortunately, you continue to create a society where people are arguably terrified about what might happen the next day. And they do want to defend themselves, and they want to defend themselves responsibly. But that's a whole other subject, perhaps for a whole other time. But yes, praying for our country, being thankful for our country because of the way of life that we have and our ability to follow our dreams, their ability to make something of ourselves, the ability to go farther than anyone has ever gone before. And that, my friends, I really do think is something that we should be thankful for. And yes, we do. We should be praying fervently, obviously, for our country. Okay, now speaking of praying fervently, we have these hostages and we have Americans that are in with them as well. So any hostage that is now held by Hamas certainly needs to be brought home. It needs to be done in the extreme, with extreme alacrity. It absolutely has to be done. And obviously there's diplomatic channels and so forth. And at the same time, we're going to see Hamas, and I hate to say this, I think is an unfortunate byproduct of it, but you're trying to get the hostages home. That is the first priority. But an unfortunate byproduct of it is that Hamas seems to be, you know, gaining some more propaganda ground on the notion that, well, hey, look, Hamas, they're negotiating now. They're giving some hostages back. Let's go and listen here to what Joe Biden had to say, being questioned about the Americans. I don't know that you're going to like this answer. I didn't like the answer either.
When will the first American hostages be released, and someone included today?
We don't know when that will occur, but we expect it to occur. And we don't know what the list of all the hostages are and when they'll be released, but we know the numbers when they're going to be released. So it's my hope and expectation will be soon.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, well, we don't know. We don't know the numbers. We don't know. My expectation is that it will be soon. Now, obviously, you can't, even in the midst of negotiations, even if he did know, I do understand that at some point he can't give some kind of concrete answer. But I do think that it needs to be a little bit more direct and to the point about things, about what, you know, the idea of even taking American hostages, taking any hostages for that matter, but as the President of the United States and representing those particular hostages that are Americans, we should have something coming more from Joe Biden. Let's continue.
Better unaccounted for. Do you know all of their conditions? Are they all alive?
We don't know all their conditions.
Mr. President, how long do you expect this war is going to take? And have you encouraged President Netanyahu to set a timeline saved by the end of this year?
Okay, stop right there. So if you can't hear the question very well, it's not you. It's just the limitations there of the audio recording. But he's being asked about, you know, how long is this going to take, basically, if you talk with Benjamin Netanyahu about this and so forth. But also the notion that, well, we don't know all their conditions. We don't know all their conditions. So you're telling me that even, quote unquote, in good faith, which I don't ascribe to Hamas, but even in good faith, you would want to have proof of life that the hostages are alive? Because I shudder to think, my friends, that some of them, of course, are not. And that would be squarely on Hamas. So Joe Biden, of course, you know, trying to give some information about this. But again, we don't even know their conditions. So, yes, indeed. I think fervent prayer for all the hostages is in order. And it is our prayer that they would come home and that they would be released. And that at the same time, of course, that there would be no more taken, no ability for attack again, as we saw on October 7th. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Going down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we have a lot more to talk about. And taking your phone calls this morning too, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza on Friday. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israeli citizens, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino citizen. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners later in the day, while the truce also facilitates increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment. Ohio's newly passed
constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights set to take effect on December 7th face uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned congressional protections. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
My younger sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we're racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition of the broadcast. And don't forget, you can join us this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. And also, you can find me on X, and you can also find me on Facebook as well. I sure appreciate your message, James. Very much appreciate it. And, you know, I got to tell you folks, again, even though last week was a short week, or this week, the end of this week was a short week, I think we had some great broadcasts, we had some great calls. And that's one of the things, too, that is really, really very, very cool. That's the radio scientific term to use. It's very cool because we're getting a lot of good callers, and we're getting callers from all over the place, and people chiming in. And it's just a lot of fun. It really, really is a lot of fun, and especially here on this weekend edition. And, of course, we're talking about a very serious thing, and that is, of course, these hostages being brought back. But of course, overall, I really do appreciate, the callers over this last week, messages and so forth, and it really is a lot of fun. But speaking again about this very serious business, right before we went to break, we were listening to President Biden. Now, one of the questions was, how long is this going to take, meaning the war? And then also, have you encouraged Prime Minister Netanyahu about this at all, about how to proceed? Let's listen to the president's response. And unfortunately, there's a little bit of silence there as he gathers his thoughts. Let's listen in.
I've encouraged the prime minister to focus on trying to reduce the number of casualties while he is attempting to eliminate Hamas, which is a legitimate objective he has. That's a difficult task, and I don't know how long it will take. My expectation and hope is that as we move forward, the rest of the Arab world and the region is also putting pressure on all sides to slow this down, to bring this to an end as quickly as we can.
Okay, stop right there. This is all very interesting stuff. And obviously, the president coming off the heels of his own Thanksgiving celebration, I'm sure. But to say that, well, I've encouraged the prime minister to try to minimize, and under normal circumstances, well, of course, you would try to minimize the any kind of collateral damage, any other kind of unnecessary, needless loss of life. You would, under normal circumstances, if a war can be called normal circumstances, but you get my drift. If that's happening, if you're in a war, you don't want innocent non-combatants, innocent women and children, as the saying might go, to be involved and be in harm's way. Well, of course, and that's exactly, we've spoken, you know, to the end here, the ad nauseum about how Israel takes those steps. And they drop the leaflets, and they tell people to get out, and they tell you which buildings they're going to destroy, and we talked all about that, right? But what I would want to hear from the president, as opposed to, well, all sides need to try to slow this down, and so on and so forth, what we'd want to hear from the president, not just Joe Biden, but any U.S. president, would be, again, that Hamas takes pride and pleasure in putting these people into harm's way. And yes, we can get into, again, this devastating poll that we had last week on the program. What was it, 75% of Palestinians polled were for the October 7th attacks and so on. I mean, so we can get into that. But nevertheless, Hamas should be, at the very least, admonished by this president and publicly to get those people out of harm's way. Don't do things that make it more likely that they would be killed in collateral damage, as it were, for these kinds of operations, to weed out and to eliminate Hamas. I do want to give credit where credit is due. The president did say that is a legitimate objective. Now, he's also got to tamper down, or try to temper, I should say, the reaction that he gets from many on the left, many Democrats, many who believe that somehow Israel is committing genocide on purpose, that this is what's happening, if this is an objective that they have, that they planned this and they're just executing the plan and this kind of thing. And of course, there's a political aspect to this that the president obviously is trying to navigate through. But at the same time, you know, the very fact that Hamas is doing what it's doing should be just absolutely abhorrent, even to the president. And I think that he should say so. Let's listen in a little bit more.
What are the chances of this truce to be extended by a few days or more?
Okay, so there's a little crosstalk there. Do you trust Hamas? That was the question, one of the questions. And then also, the crosstalk there was, what about extending the truce? Let's continue.
I think the chances are real.
Mr. President, there are members of your party who would like to see conditions placed on aid to Israel.
Okay, let's stop right there, because the idea of the extension of the truce, and again, under normal circumstances, if you were able to get to a truce, under normal circumstances, for lack of a better expression, because it sounds ridiculous to even say something like this, but in a normal war, right, and that's, you know, saying a lot right there, in a normal war, you would have the ability to call a truce, to have both sides try to act in good faith, because they want to turn off this war, however it got started, whatever it might be. And there's history. I'm sure we have all these kinds of examples of just that kind of eventuality occurring. But again, my friends, we're dealing with Hamas. Hamas doesn't want a truce because they want to go back to normal. That they want to live, well, yeah, they do want to go back to normal, the normal idea of trying to attack Israel at some point. But what I mean to say is they don't want to go back to peace. They don't want to live their lives in peace. They're not coming from that mentality. They're not coming from that point of view. They're not coming from this area that says, oh my God, this is started up and this is completely wrong. We have to stop this. For the good of lives on both sides, we have to stop this. No, they want a truce. I'm talking about Hamas. Hamas's point of view, their worldview, their mission, whatever you want to call it. Through their hatred, they want a truce so that they can use it to their advantage. Because the truce doesn't lead to peace. So it sounds really counterintuitive. But in different examples in history where two sides are at war and they declare a truce because they're trying to achieve peace, that's not what Hamas is trying to do. So let's back that up just a tiny bit. Go back and let's listen to what President Biden was saying.
Troops could be extended by a few days or more.
I think the chances are real.
Mr. President, there are members of your party who would like to see conditions placed on aid to Israel. What is your view on that? They would like to see...
So this is conditions for aid to Israel. That's the question.
Well, I think that's a worthwhile thought, but I don't think if I started off with that, we'd ever gotten to where we are today. We have to take this a piece at a time.
So there you have, that's it. Very interesting response as well, because there are Democrats, evidently, who are talking about conditional aid to Israel. Again, they're trying to navigate this constituency, at least what they think that it might be, that believes somehow that Israel could be in the wrong or it's going too far and so on and so forth. There's a lot of calls. I mean, people are calling him Genocide Joe. The White House reacted to that pretty strongly the other day. And so they're looking for this way to try to, as I said, to try to navigate this. But folks, now's not a time for navigation in the political sense. Now's the time for leadership. Don't be afraid to get up and say what Hamas is really all about. What this mentality of coming against Israel in the way that we've seen, what that's really all about. And unfortunately, if people think that it's Israel that's committing the genocide because they want to, well, Mr. President, you got to bring them around. Stay with us, folks.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And welcome back as we head into the very first Trucker Traveler Report here of the morning, here on the weekend edition of the show. And, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's my home website. If you'd like to send me a direct message or check me out on Facebook, or X, as well, or X. Well, of course, those of you new to the program, you know that we usually play a song to keep you, you know, sort of keep you pumped up as you go in the overnights across America. And some of you may be hearing this at a different time during the weekend, so we're going to keep you pumped up anyway. See, that's our duty. That's our privilege. That is our solemn promise. So, folks, I can't think of a better way to keep you pumped up than with something from a little bit of Blackberry Smoke. And this just speaks volumes, doesn't it? Here we go.
Put it.
this weird new kid.
All right, isn't that fun? I got to tell you, folks, well, that's happened sometimes, and unfortunately you had that queued up, and it looks like it went a little south there, but that's okay. It is a great song, and definitely Blackberry Smoke, one of my favorite bands that you've ever heard, and they are so good at what they do. Absolutely so good at what they do, and they've got, you know, it's kind of been like a sleeper band. You know, I kind of discovered them a little while ago, and I've got two or three of their albums now, and I listened to them, and I got to tell you, I think that Charlie Starr and the rest of the Blackberry Smoke band, their musicianship, number one, is absolutely phenomenal. Their musicianship is phenomenal. For example, if you've ever had an opportunity to hear any of their sort of, I guess for lack of a better expression, unplugged, you know, sort of stripped down versions where they're not like a full rock concert mode, some of their songs, Pretty Little Lie, stuff like that, and you hear the musicians playing, and they all kind of find their place, and they all kind of are in just the pocket that they need to be. That doesn't happen by accident, right? That doesn't happen by accident. And that means that each one of them are listening to what everybody else is doing. And sometimes, if you've ever played in bands, you'll know that sometimes that really doesn't happen. So, you know, it doesn't happen the way that it should happen, right? So at the very least, if you're listening to what the other person or other people are doing, you're going to find your sweet spot in there, and your part is going to sound so much better than if it was just all over the place and super out front and all this other kind of stuff. That's how you blend, and these guys know how to do that. And you can't teach that. You can't teach that. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Let's take a listen, or I should say, let's take a look at what's happening out there on the weather map as we head into this weekend edition. We do have a freeze warning that's happening up starting in Redding, California. That's up in Northern California, all the way down Interstate 5, down through Sacramento. This is going to include the 5 and also California 99. If you're going through the Merced area and so forth, Fresno, all the way down to Bakersfield, you've got a freeze warning going on there. It's also going to be over a little bit to the west over near King City, and then freeze watch over in the Santa Rosa area heading down towards San Francisco. Ridgecrest, you've got freeze warning heading out there as well, freeze watch in the high desert. So if you're, for example, if you're heading out Interstate 15, heading up through Barstow and Baker, and starting that incline coming out of Baker there, it's not going to be too hot, but it's going to be cold. So when it's too hot, and I've done this I don't know how many times, you come out of Baker and you start that incline and you start seeing the signs, turn off AC, turn off AC, turn off AC. And sometimes if you don't turn off the AC, you could get way too hot. Your vehicle could. But anyway, heading out through State Line over to Las Vegas, our friends in Las Vegas, you've also got a freeze watch happening there, all the way up to Mesquite on your way over towards St. George in southern Utah, so be aware of that. We've got winter weather advisories all through the western part of central Utah, the eastern part of central Utah, western part of Colorado, as well up near Fort Collins, up to Cheyenne, Wyoming, through the western part of Nebraska, down through Kansas. And so if you're in Wichita, yes, if you're in Wichita, you got a winter storm warning. And all I'm saying is that you could possibly, if it were to be bad enough, right, just like in planes, trains, and automobiles, you could be spending the night in Wichita. But at least right now, it looks like on the radar map, we're not seeing a lot of snow around the Wichita area. And, of course, if you've ever seen that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so, again, one of the comedy classics of all time. But we do have snow. This is in the central part of Kansas right now. So if you're heading along I-70, you've definitely got some snow coming there in the central part of the state. This is going to head north through Lincoln, up into Nebraska, up through Lexington, Grand Island, up to O'Neill, over toward Columbia, and then Sioux City, Iowa as well. You're going to be looking at you're going to be looking at some snow in that whole area right there. Then north of Nebraska up into South Dakota, Chamberlain, definitely got snow coming across the road right there. I-90 is also being affected by that, as I was just saying. So you've got that happening. Now, in New Mexico, Albuquerque, we've got all kinds of snow all around Albuquerque. If you're heading east out of Albuquerque on I-40 out towards Santa Rosa, you've got snow coming across there all the way to Tucumcari. So be aware of that. Be careful there. And at the very least, it looks like that's kind of where a lot of the snow is as we head into the weekend times. Des Moines, if you're going to be east of Des Moines, you've got snow coming across the interstate coming east out of Des Moines, and that would be I-80. So please do be careful out there. Please do be careful out there because we have, of course, our trucker friends out there, our traveling friends, and we want you to get there in one piece. Definitely want you to get there in one piece because obviously, you know, it can get pretty pretty dicey out there. And that's one of the things that we do here on the program is we take a look when necessary, of course, at some of these different mountain passes. And if we see a lot of stuff happening and if they're reporting a lot of stuff, we're going to let you know as well, just so you have that in your back pocket. As you might be traveling through the country. And it's always fun as well to hear from you. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning or throughout the weekend, we sure appreciate it. And we'd like to know where you're listening from as well. That's always really, really helpful to us to kind of be able to give you a shout-out. We love to be able to do that as well. So I tell you what, let's head out here. We've got just a little bit more of Black Bear and Smoke coming towards you. And again, this is a great song. Great song indeed. So let's continue. Smoke. Folks, we're coming right back. Top of the hour news is next, and we will see you right after that. Lots more to talk about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.